Not to boast, but the Boston area is pretty rich in radio. We have public stations, we have well-known commercial stations, college stations, high school stations, and broadcasting in Watertown, we have an internet station at the Perkins School for the Blind.
You are listening to the Rock and Roll Evolution on Radio Perkins.
Possibility Radio.
Possibility Radio. To find out just what that means, WBUR's Andrea Shea visited some Perkins DJs in their state-of-the-art studio at the nation's oldest school for the blind.
I've been very into radio ever since I was a little girl.
17-year-old Carolyn Harrington grew up in Easton, Connecticut. She recalls rocking out for hours in her bedroom while listening to her favorite pop songs. These days, Carolyn gets to introduce Selena Gomez through a professional-grade microphone.
I've always wanted to, like, be on the radio, and now I am. This is Radio Perkins with me, DJ Awesome.
DJ Awesome is the teen's on-air ID. She came up with it herself, was born without sight, and carries a distinctive vocal quality resulting from her premature birth.
My show is the most popular show on campus. I mean, a few weeks ago, I had 11 listeners, and that has never happened to me before in my life.
And DJ Awesome hopes to increase those numbers for Pop Hits Megamix. Right now, her biggest fans are Perkins students, alumni, and family. When Carolyn started the show, she says it was really hard to find topics for talk breaks. Then a teacher suggested she choose timely themes.
The only thing I like about Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That's the only thing you like about Thanksgiving?
That and the food.
Carolyn's chatting on air with station manager Samuel Shaw. He's sighted and says working with DJs who can't see has been eye-opening. Carolyn uses voice commands to find music on her iPhone.
Shake It Up series finale.
Some of the 30 DJs Shaw oversees read scripts and Facebook comments via a device called a Braille note taker. The manager admits communicating while a show is live can be tricky because in a typical studio, so much is said visually through eye contact and hand signals.
Yeah, so we have a lot more stuff that's like done with social cues or conversation cues, you know, to keep the students moving. And that's one of the challenges, is definitely figuring out how to be like, wrap it up, you know, 5 minutes, we're done, we're over the limit.
As you know, we are your hosts, DJ Marvelous
and DJ Shiro.
Yes, here on Radio Perkins. Yes. Perkins, Perkroll.
That's DJ Marvelous, or Campbell Grosbeck. His father, Wick, is managing partner of the Boston Celtics. The Grosbeck Family Foundation provided a $10 million gift that paved the way for the $28 million Grosbeck Technology Center at Perkins.
Campbell was born blind, like many kids here at Perkins, actually, so it's been a long journey for him to find his way in the world.
That's why Grosbeck got behind building this center, which houses a music recording studio, assistive technology training rooms, and the radio station. He says his son Campbell speaks more clearly since he started DJing, and the 21-year-old senior isn't listening to music passively. Instead, he's presenting it and voicing his opinions.
It just seemed to be such a natural place for these kids to literally find their voice. And just seeing our son as a DJ sort of stand up taller. His name's DJ Marvelous. I mean, does that say it all?
We're not here to teach a whole bunch of kids to be DJs.
That's Dorinda Reif, Superintendent of Education Programs at Perkins.
The kids have to plan. They have to figure out the electronics. Some of our kids have increased their Braille reading speed by reading off of a script because it's so motivating to do that. And it just makes them more responsible for something that is going to be beyond their own world, which sometimes is very small for blind people.
Perkins is a private school that serves kids who can't be sufficiently educated in their public school systems. Rife says the radio station, radio classes, and a radio club are part of a larger strategy to help blind youth grow into confident, productive adults. She also predicts adding DJ to their resumes will increase her students' post-graduation capital.
An employer can relate to that and say, huh, this kid can do a lot, instead of, oh my gosh, this kid is blind, what do I do? I bet he can't do anything at this job.
Only a handful of schools for the blind have radio stations, according to Rife, and she's not surprised. Building a facility to accommodate the students' needs, including wheelchairs, was no small task. Also, radio studios are full of buttons and faders made for people who can see.
It's a fantastic console. It sounds great, but it works on lights.
Matt Carlson works for Berklee College of Music, a partner in Radio Perkins. He designed the studio and adapted the equipment, including the sound console. Now it's labeled in Braille. He says some kids have gotten so good they can run the soundboard and DJ at the same time.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the Rock and Roll Evolution here on Radio Perkins. I'm DJ Jaws.
I'm Connecticut Cowboy.
DJ Jam.
What we say is, this is Radio Perkins, Possibility Radio.
And Carolyn Harrington, a.k.a. DJ Awesome, jokes that getting on this radio station will help increase her listenership.
And we have to leave now. I'm sorry. Whoops.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.